Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
As always, we're working on your financial freedom. I thank you more than you know for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to have some fun on today's show. We're going to talk about several of the reasons why I absolutely love investing in real estate. Real estate truly is the greatest wealth-building vehicle on the planet. If you know one that's better, please email me. I'm interested. My email is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. But until then, I'm going to continue investing in real estate. I want to talk about why real estate is such a great vehicle, the assets within real estate for creating wealth. It's a cash flow vehicle. It's a retirement vehicle. It really is a plug-and-play investment. What do I mean by that? Well, essentially, you purchase the asset, you correct the asset, you position the asset, you rent it out, and then it cash flows and plug and play. Move on to the next one or do what you love, or maybe you've got a job, a full-time job. I did. I sure did when I first started buying real estate properties, and it was really no skin off my back. I had a very stressful job. I had a job that required a lot of hours out of me at different times and was still able to purchase these properties. So it truly is a plug and play investment. And there's a lot to love, and several of these reasons I'll outline. I'm obviously not going to get to them all. It's only a 1 hour show. If you'd like to discuss any of these, debate, or you have concerns about some of the reasons behind them, please email me, askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com, and I do enjoy getting emails from our listeners. Just to name a few: security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth. Yes, it grows every year. Control. We have total control over our investments, unlike, and I'll compare and contrast a lot of this to 401k investing, because that's all I knew prior to finding real estate. Excitement. There is huge excitement being a real estate investor. 2021 has been a great year for the Harrison family. 2022 is lining up to be an even better year, potential windfall year. Tax advantages. Yes, numerous tax advantages. We'll touch on some of those. Appreciation. While we don't invest for appreciation, it sure does happen. It's happening this year at a pretty rapid pace, and we can take advantage of that appreciation. Equity capture, yes. We capture a little equity when we buy these dilapidated properties and bring them up to speed and fix them. There's bonding. Bonding with my wife. Yes, we're involved in our investments. We talk about them. We talk about our plans. We talk about our properties. We talk about the passive investments that we're in some of these apartment communities. We never did that with our 401k. Hey, honey, what's our position in the value fund? That conversation never happened. Bonding with others, bonding with like-minded individuals. I've made some wonderful, wonderful friends in the Lifestyles Unlimited community and the real estate investor community. I've met some great vendors, met some great contractors. A lot of these folks I consider my friends. Wonderful, wonderful people. I've had enough time on this side of the fence, right? The real estate investing side of the fence, to comment on what I truly love about real estate investing. And I'm going to do that for the majority of the show. Stay with me. But before I get to that, you need to understand where I came from and why I began investing in real estate. I need to tell you this so this tale truly rings home so that you can appreciate it. You see, I bought my first property, my first rental property 10 years ago. Why? Well, at that time, I was beginning to realize I needed to find an alternate path to create wealth. I was solidly employed with a worldwide corporation. We did business on five continents. My personal responsibilities were over two states, and I had reps that reported up to me. But ultimately, I was responsible for what they did, and it was sales management, sales growth, product management, new product introductions, that sort of thing. We dealt with several folks, contractors, architects, specifiers, owners. I was following the best practices of the conventional world. Solid six-figure income. What are those best practices? Well, work your tail off, work even harder, and feed that 401k regularly. Feed it. Well, I start looking at my 401k and I say, we're going to need $150,000 a year for the retirement that I envision. 150. That's what I wanted by the time I was, look, truthfully, 65. I would have hoped to have gotten there by the time I was 60. But before you sound off and you go, gosh, Harrison, that's an exorbitant amount, $150,000 a year. You don't need that much to retire. Let me break it down for you, my friends. 401k income is pre-tax. After tax, and it is taxed at ordinary income rates, that's about $87,000 a year. Divide that by 12, that's about $7,000 a month. $150,000 isn't looking so sexy now, is it? So, I was thinking 150. That was my number. And the pundits out there, they'll tell you, all right, Harrison, you want 150? Well, you've got to save enough to where if you pull that 150 out, it should not be greater than 4% of your nest egg. You need to save that much. Because if you only pull 4% or less, you should have enough money to last your lifespan. But then they always say, that's not guaranteed. I'll make it a little easier for you, friends. Basically, save 25 times what you need to live off of. I'll let you do the math. Many pundits today, though, they've changed that number. They've said, no, it's got to be 3% due to the rising cost of health care, the cost of assisted living, inflation, the simple fact that folks live longer. That means you'd have to save 33 times what you need. That's a big number. I knew we wouldn't get there. And I had reached a crossroads in my life to make a change. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about what I love about real estate. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today I'm going to share some of the reasons why I absolutely love owning real estate and being a real estate investor. This is your first time tuning in or first time catching me on the show. I'm a real estate investor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I purchased my first rental property in 2011. By 2016, I owned 11 single-family rental properties, all cash flowing very nicely. Basically, I was purchasing three 2-2s. If you don't know what that is, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. That's what I was looking for. That was my target. Working class neighborhoods, essentially homes that were let's say, anything from early 70s. I liked a lot of the 80s stuff. So most of those properties were 80s builds, I'd say. The ARV, the after repaired value of these homes that I was targeting, was anywhere from $130,000 to $180,000 on average. That was a little higher than what some folks dabbled in at that time, but that's just what I wanted, right? Just the beauty of real estate investing is you can pick and choose how you want to invest. Now, I wasn't paying that for these houses by any means at all. These were highly distressed homes, and they needed large rehabs. I've had several rehabs that were over $40,000, one that was over $50,000. That was quite a bit back then, quite a bit. Very common today, just prices of everything have gone up. Everything's more expensive, right? Materials, labor. Sold one of those homes last year for $280,000. I'm also a partner in over 2,700 doors of multifamily real estate. And if you think, due to COVID or what have you, that I'm not investing, you would be wrong, my friends. I invested in three deals last year, and I've done three to date this year so far, and we're just past the halfway mark. So I expect to do a few more before year's end. Why do I love real estate? Several reasons: security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth, control, excitement, tax advantages, appreciation, equity capture, and bonding with my wife and bonding with like-minded individuals and making friends along the way. If you missed last segment, before I get into elaborating on some of those reasons that I truly love about real estate, I wanted to tell you where I came from. And I was a 401k Boy Scout, and I had a great job and made great money. And we sacrificed in the 401k was the most important thing or entity in our life, because we thought this is our freedom. This is our future, our destiny, what have you. So the 401k was most important. But when I started doing the math and listening to the pundits and backtracking the kind of retirement that my wife and I deserved, quite frankly, after working so hard, well, I was at a crossroads. I can either accept it and just keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, quite possibly lose my wife and my family along the way because I was working so much, I was traveling. We were pretending that customer trips, you take customers on these vacations in the Caribbean. Yeah, they were nice. I'm not saying they weren't nice. They were incredible. But we were pretending that customer trips were substitute vacations. That's what we were pretending. They weren't. You don't get a chance to unwind on a customer trip or spend quality time with your wife or partner or spouse because you're entertaining clients the whole time. You're tired when you get back. No, there was a second choice, and that was change my reality. I knew I needed to change my reality if I was going to have a great life, and that's what I set about doing. So at that time, I'm looking at everything. Am I going to take a second job? Is there something I can do Sundays on Sundays or Saturday afternoons? Maybe an internet business. Is there something we could run from home in our spare time, which we didn't have any spare time? Nope. I checked both those boxes, no, because that kind of defeated the purpose. So I found real estate, and I decided on owning rental real estate. And I didn't know what I didn't know. Bought my first home in a self-directed IRA, thinking that was the smart move because I'd read a bunch about it, and that's where my cash was. I had an IRA and a 401k, and then I could access the stuff in the IRA. I couldn't access the stuff in the 401k. Bought a home in an IRA, did everything wrong. Still cash flowed at a rate of 9%, cash on cash return. Not bad, kind of satisfying. But there's much I didn't understand, couldn't appreciate. So I said, I've got to get better at this. And I found Lifestyles Unlimited, became educated. And after that, within 3 years, my friends, I could see it. I had changed my financial destiny forever. Now, let's go into some of these reasons. And again, if you have concerns over what I say is a great reason to love and own real estate, send me an email. Let's talk about it. I'm open. AskMike@LUINC.com is my email address. AskMike@LUINC.com. Well, the first thing I really love about real estate is the control. I control every aspect of my investing strategy. Let me explain. First, I have a asset choice. Do I want to buy a single family home? Do I want to buy an apartment community? Do I want to invest passively in an apartment community? I have those choices. And then within those choices, there are subsets. I touched on it earlier, but let's just take single family houses. What type of home are you looking for? What age of home? Where do you want to purchase this home? Yes, you can live where you want, purchase where you want. It doesn't need to be in your backyard. It doesn't need to be across the street. It doesn't even need to be within 10 miles of you. You can literally, I know people that live in Dallas and own homes in San Antonio and Houston and vice versa. There's people that don't even live in Texas that own properties here in Texas. And we can teach you that. That's what we do. We're an educational and mentoring group. So where you buy, you can choose. There's people in California buying in Texas. There's people buying in Tennessee, Indiana, all over. This works all over, my friend, because essentially it is a mathematical equation. You set it up, and if the conditions are right, then it makes a good investment. Within that age of home, I told you I liked 70s and 80s type properties, preferably 80s. I think I even have, I've got a couple in the 90s now that I think about it, or I did. Still have one in the 90s, but age of home. But Andy Webb, who does this radio show, and Brother Andy's not afraid to buy something that's 70 years old. But again, he does the math. He's not saying, hey, let's go buy a 1950s property. No, he does the math. And when he's doing his analysis, they're like, hey, this house was built in 1952. I'm sure Andy shrugs his shoulders and says, yeah, but it's going to cash flow at $487 a month after I do everything. Again, it's a mathematical equation, but you have full control. Condition of the home. I know some people that don't like to buy the heavy lifting type homes. That's okay. You also have total control when to buy, when to sell, when to refi. And you have control over the returns. You do, yes. When you set this up prior to buying it, you know the returns of that property. Now look at it a different way. Do you have control in your IRA or your 401k? No, you can pick what asset to buy or when to buy it or when to sell it. And you really don't even have control over that, especially if the market's sliding. They don't process your sell until the end of the day when the market slid another 700 points. You have no control within that fund. You have no control what they're buying, what they're selling, how they're getting paid. But you do in real estate, my friends. And that is just one reason why I love real estate. We'll talk about some others when we come back. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Appreciate you taking time and tuning in today. I'm sharing reasons what I love about real estate, and I'm not going to get to them all in this show, and maybe I need to continue this show next week, something to think about. But before I get back to that list of numerous reasons that I enumerated earlier in the earlier segments, I want to take a moment and talk about our Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Expo. It is coming up Labor Day weekend. It is right here in Irving, Texas at the Las Colinas Convention Center. My friends, this is the largest event of its kind. It's the largest event of real estate investors across the country. annually will come to Texas and come to the expo. And the expo is an incredible event. If you're considering investing in real estate, if you'd like to learn more about what we do and how we make money and how we meet like-minded individuals and how we help each other along the way, then the expo's for you. Make plans. People will fly here from all over the country. I've met people from Minnesota. I've got friends in Minnesota, Washington, Oregon, California, people from Hawaii. And look, if you're leaving Hawaii to come to Dallas, you're not coming for the weather. It's hot. It's hot right now. But you're coming because the expo is that important to your investing career, to your educational process. We have breakout classes. There's numerous classes on pretty much everything you can think of. Some of the reasons that I'm talking about today, tax advantages, for instance, networking, investing in apartments, that sort of thing. My friends, you can get more information at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I can save you $97 when you sign up for your pass to get into the expo. Use promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, all capital letters, and that will take $97 off the cost of admission. And you've heard me say it here before. I've borrowed this phrase from a gentleman I had on the show a few months back. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. And the expo is one of those things. I remember my first one. I had to take off work, drive down to Houston, and I went by myself, and it was eye-opening. So let's dig into another one of these reasons that I absolutely love about real estate investing. And real estate investing really is the greatest wealth-building vehicle on the planet, hands down. Hands down. Well, here's the big one. This is the 800-pound gorilla of real estate investing, and it's called cash flow. And if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we have the rule. Rule number two, as a matter of fact, must cash flow. Imagine that. Imagine that every investment that you involve yourself in must have a cash flow portion to it. My friends, I can't tell you how many people I meet that invest in real estate and it doesn't cash flow. They don't know about the cash flow. Cash flow, what's that? My first home I bought it within an IRA. There was no cash flow. The IRA gobbled up the cash flow. Cash flow didn't go to me, it went to the IRA, it went to that entity. I didn't even know that rule. But look, my friends, it's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. You sit down, you do the analysis, you do the math, and you go, yes, this house will pay $480 a month, or $400 a month, or $287 a month. Positive income after you pay the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes, the interest on that mortgage note. After that, the leftover money is cash flow. And if you're depreciating it, right, most or all of it's going to be tax-free. But appreciation is not cash flow. I see people all the time bragging about this super nice home they bought because one day it's going to be worth X. Is it? I don't know. I mean, right now it's probably a good bet, but it's still a bet. But we don't buy for appreciation. So must cash flow. I didn't even know that when I bought my first home. Then I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, the Lifestyles Unlimited method. I'm going to tell you right now, we don't buy in IRAs. We leverage every home. Yes, we have a note on every home. We have a note on every apartment community is leveraged purposely because it makes our returns that much greater. But cash flow is the primary reason why we buy a property. One house, $400 a month. Five houses, $2,000 a month. 10 houses, $4,000 a month. Would that change your life? So cash flow is really my favorite reason to own real estate. Every time I invest in a new property, I give myself a raise. I took 3 raises last year. I'll take 3 more this year, thank you. Maybe 4, maybe 5. The year's not over with. Cash flow is king, my friends. But after cash flow, here's another great reason. Freedom. A lot of people talking about freedom today. How about freedom in your investing? Let's talk about it. So there's 2 sides to freedom in real estate investing. There's what I call freedom of time. And then there's the ultimate goal, financial freedom, the daddy of them all. But freedom of time, what do I mean by that? When I owned 11 single family properties, I was still working full time in corporate America. My total time involvement once these properties were stabilized was literally maybe an hour every month. And if I had one that needed a makeover or had a turn or something like that, I might spend 3 hours that month on it. Because I'm reviewing emails and I'm making phone calls. That's it. That's it. Some months there's really nothing to do. Balance the checkbook. But if there's an issue on a property, I found out via email. I'd respond, call a contractor, correct the issue. I had to do a make ready or on a, well, excuse me, it was that home that I mentioned earlier that I sold last year. It needed a little bit to put it on the market. And I actually reached out to Mr. Andy Webb because my handyman had moved on. I said, Andy, this is a text. Who do you use to help you with little odds and ends jobs around the house? Really, there wasn't a lot. I had about 11 things that I needed. Andy said, reach out to this gentleman right here. So I texted him my list. He said, hey, is there a lockbox on the house? Yes, here's the code. Went by the home, sent me an email back with pictures, and he reviewed my list. He gave me a price of what he wanted to do, and he also had some recommendations and some changes that were even better than what I knew. This is networking. This is working with like-minded individuals. A week later, he completed the work, sent me the pictures, looked beautiful. I Venmo'd him. Is that even a verb? Does anyone know? If you don't know what Venmo is, it's a cash app. You can send money. But basically, punch in a few buttons, takes you about a solid 30 seconds, if not less. Venmo'd him the money. He was happy. Home was fixed up. We sold it. About 10 days, 2 weeks later, we had a contract on that house. So that's freedom of time. That is freedom of time. Now, to be fair, 401k, practically no time spent in that. It was mindless. It was literally, you'd look at your quarterly statement would come in the mail and you kind of look, yeah, we're up 5%, we're down 5%. It was totally mindless. Really, all you do in a 401k is you designate how much comes out of your check like a sheep. And then they get the money, but there's no mental involvement to it at all. So I guess freedom of time, there's a tie there. But let's talk about that financial freedom. Was there ever going to be financial freedom with the 401k? I would argue no. Now, do some people achieve it? Yes, less than 5%. But the majority of these people that invest in 401ks, that folks that invest in 401ks, there's not going to be that financial freedom quotient at the end. That's the promise they all make. But then when you dig into it, should have enough money to last your life if you budget it down to these numbers. So if you're not able to save $4 million, let's say you're only able to save $500,000, $500,000 in your 401k, that's still great, and that still puts you in the top 10% of earners in this country. That's $20,000 a year in your retirement. Are you going to live off that? No way. So financial freedom being the ultimate goal, I challenge you to find a better vehicle that will provide financial freedom. I see people here do it all the time, 5 years or less, and many do it in two. It's possible. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue talking about what I love about real estate and real estate investing after a short break.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the several reasons why I absolutely love investing in real estate. So much better, so much more rewarding than being a mutual fund investor and trying to grow your wealth that way. Before we get back into that, I'm going to highlight on some of those specific reasons, do a little deeper dive here. I don't know if you've heard, but the eviction moratorium, Congress did not renew the eviction moratorium. And that is absolutely great news. That was a dangerous, dangerous policy. Anytime you have a policy in place where one group of people has to give to another group of people, regardless of the circumstances, that is absolutely wrong. There are people hurt on all sides of it. I read a story in upstate New York about a lady who's retired, and she owned a small, I think it was a 12-unit apartment community, and 10 of her residents just stopped paying, and that was her retirement. So what about her? So, look, there's some sad stories out there. Please don't email me it, but it was a terrible policy to begin with. Instead of having an eviction moratorium, why don't you just give money to people and let them pay their rent? They're giving money everywhere else. And again, I don't want to sound cruel, but I do try to always be practical in these situations. That is good news that this moratorium has expired. Call it tough love if you want. But there's jobs everywhere. Everywhere I go, there's help wanted signs. Everywhere. There are jobs everywhere. Now, our leads, how did our leads deal with that? Again, we tell you we have the best product and the best price. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean the nicest place to live in the market, but with us it does. But it also means the best management. So when people got hurt, when they lost their job because of COVID, our leads, some of them had little mini job fairs. They were posting jobs in the area. They would tell residents about job openings. They would post those on their community boards. Hey, this company's having a job fair. This company's having a job fair. They literally helped folks get reemployed. They also made special considerations for some residents. However, there's always that group of people that are going to take advantage of it. Oh, eviction moratorium, boom, I'm just not going to pay. And these people were still employed. They were still making money. They just refused to pay. So it was a bad deal all around, just a horrible policy. I'm thankful they let it expire. I don't trust Congress any more than I can throw them. I'm not saying that somebody's not going to come back out and make another rule. The CDC seems to be making decisions for us, and how that came about, I don't know. It's not this show. You can talk about it amongst yourselves. Okay, how did I start and how did I find Lifestyles Unlimited? I told you my story. I'd purchased my property before I even knew who Lifestyles Unlimited was. Well, I'd heard actually this radio show. I heard them on the radio show and they were advertising their free workshop. Well, we're still doing the free workshops, obviously. And I finally went to a free workshop and I saw how this all works. And they'll tell you it's about 90 minutes long. You can attend online if you'd like. And that's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. And you can get the schedule there and make time and you can sit on that. It's interactive. You can ask questions, but you can see what we do. And if you say to yourself, boy, this makes sense. This is common sense. Because again, nothing we do is gimmicky. And if you don't know, Lifestyles Unlimited is a mentoring and educational group that teaches folks how to invest in real estate, how to be successful investing in real estate. But if you like the workshop and you go, hey, that's for me. I'm going to give it a shot. I am going to change my financial destiny. I'm going to change my reality. How do you do that? GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. How do you like that one? GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. I'll save you some money right now. If you use promo code SAVEBIG, SAVEBIG, you can get a 2-year membership for only $297. My friends, that is a nothing cost for what we offer. But it entitles you to attend our 2-day financial freedom seminar. It's 16 hours. We're back to doing those in person, and we do them all over the country. I saw something just last night on Facebook. There's going to be one in Hawaii, and we've got some members here that are, hey, let's fly out to Hawaii and do the 2-day. Sure, more power to you. And I think you can probably write that off because we are business people that are investing in real estate. I don't think you can write the whole trip off, but a portion of it, sure. So Indianapolis, Indiana, July 31st, August 1st. Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Richmond, Virginia, Sunnyvale, California, Phoenix, Arizona, Jacksonville, Florida, Seattle, Washington, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, we have members all over the United States buying real estate, freeing themselves financially. I'm going to give you some advice, my friends, to think about for the remainder of the day. I want you to be less afraid of losing money than of earning more money. So many people tell me, well, I'm worried that we can't rent it out, and I'm worried we won't get a resident, and I'm worried the market will crash. So what are you doing for your retirement? Well, I'm investing in my 401k. Well, do those same thoughts not apply to the stock market? Boy, people have short memories. Be less afraid of losing money than of earning more money. And then begin investing in real estate. Why? Several reasons: security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth, control, excitement. Yes, it's exciting. I get shivers up my spine when a lead says, hey, we're looking at doing a refinance, and we think we're going to give X amount of percentage of your money back to you, tax-free, that you could then invest in another deal. Yes, I get excited over that. Tax advantages. Let's talk about tax advantages a little bit. I'll hit my passive investments first. So when I write a check and I hand it to the lead and I invest in a passive community that I like, I get to review the strategy. Again, I have total control whether I invest in the deal or not, what kind of deal this lead is. Is it a value play? Is it a yield play? Is it a hybrid? Is it a little bit of both? How big's the apartment community? Is this the first time the lead's investing? So that's just some of the control there. Or is this the 20th deal this lead's done? But the tax advantages in the early years when they're making distributions, those distributions are tax-free. So they give us a K-1, and if you don't know what a K-1 is, it's a part of your, it's a tax statement, and essentially shows you your losses, even though you got paid. Hey, we got $7,500 this year back from this apartment community. Oh, here's your K-1. On paper, you lost $30,000. It's phantom depreciation. It's legal. And it's beautiful. And so I say, Uncle Sam, here's my taxes. I didn't make $7,500. I lost $30,000. Isn't this a great country? That's how it works. So that's what a K-1. And a good reason to keep investing in new deals annually, right? Again, these deals mature, but a good reason to keep investing once you start that passive investing is when you do your taxes, your K-1 losses will offset any passive income that may not have enough depreciation to offset it. Let me say that again. So let's say you have a sale of a property, and a sale, that's a taxable event, okay? So you're going to get a ton of money back. That's good news. Bad news is Uncle Sam's tapping you on the shoulder, and he's saying, hey, buddy, I need a little bit of that. And then you go, take a seat, Sam. Here's my K-1 losses on these other properties. I'm going to offset some of that, Broheim. I'm not going to pay you everything you think you're going to get, but it's legal. Look, I'm losing money over here. You can't take all this money. So tax advantage are fantastic. Houses. Well, houses, it's the same concept, essentially. Get to depreciate that property over 27 and a half years. It's a business. It's not a house. It's business. I'm depreciating it. So for simple math, if it was a $275,000 home on value on the tax rolls, we're going to depreciate that home $10,000, 127.5 you divide it into it. So you depreciate it over 27 and a half years. Let's say that that home was paying you $400 a month. That's $4,800 annually in positive cash flow, but you're depreciating it at $10,000. Do you own any tax liability on that cash flow? No, you do not, because you had $10,000 in depreciation. $10,000 loser versus positive $4,800 in income means no taxes. None. You don't get that in a 401k or an IRA. You don't get it at all. Bottom line, there is no other asset class of investments with the tax advantages that comes with owning real estate. So my friends, there are so many numerous reasons. There's so much more I want to go into. I just want to talk about it. I'm so excited. I'm obviously not going to have time on this show. And I think I'll pick it up again here next week on reasons why I love real estate. But I do want to say this. My life's 100% better and more satisfying today than it was 10 years ago. Thanks to real estate investment. Thanks to Lifestyles Unlimited. Thanks to that cash flow that comes in every month, every quarter. Really is life-changing. We took the trip of a lifetime as a family just 2 weeks ago to Miami, and we celebrated. So my friends, I want you to understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.